From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting.
Versagt Europa in der Flüchtlingsfrage?
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is calling on European nations to do more to share the burden of caring for the thousands of migrants streaming into the continent. Germany has accepted more refugees than any other country. Slovakia, the Czech Republic, Hungary, and Poland, though, are blocking a plan for European Union member states to accept specific numbers of refugees. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko has described as a stab in the back a violent demonstration against legislation granting more autonomy to pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine.
Це була антиукраїнська акція.
The televised address Monday evening, Mr. Poroshenko said the protest outside the parliament in Kiev earlier in the day was, in his words, an anti-Ukrainian action for which all organizers bear full responsibility. South Sudan's government and rebels are accusing each other of breaking a ceasefire, Marta Vandervolf reports.
At a news conference in Addis Ababa on Monday, former vice president turned rebel leader Riek Machar accused government troops of not honoring the peace deal.
Up to this morning, they have been fighting in unity. They have troops that they don't control, who are burning villages, killing civil population, and all that.
But South Sudan Army spokesman Colonel Philip Aguirre says forces loyal to Machar have attacked forces loyal to President Kiir with the intention of gaining more territory. Marta van der Wolf, Addis Ababa.
Thai authorities investigating this month's Bangkok bomb attack have announced finding more bomb-making materials in a raid in an apartment in the capital. They say they've also arrested two new suspects. This is VOA News.